Blog Talk Radio.
Day, nigga.
Days, everybody getting paid.
So good.
Nigga,
niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, son, bitch. All day, nigga.
Now, if you guys are not following Dollhouse Radio on Twitter, it is Dollhouse underscore radio, at Dollhouse underscore radio. And remember to check out dollhouseradio.com, the website, for a lot of cool things. If you're a new artist out there and you're trying to get your music played or what have you, if you're trying to make a if you're trying to get your package, get your promotion on, you can actually do that. As well as if you missed the show, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio to listen to the Kenny Talk Experience anytime you want. All of the episodes on now. So round of applause, everybody. Hey. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, before we get into our discussion, our wonderful, wonderful discussion, around what? Loving you for who you are. I got a real relationship. Ooh. Now, you know what? When I send this one out, maybe you'll just post it now, but when I send this one out, man, a lot of people, it disagrees with me, you know? But when it's all just good experience, this week that really kind of rubs the wrong way. You can't say you love a person for who they are without loving everything that they do, because the things they do makes them who they are. I'll say that one more time. You can't say you love a person for who they are without loving everything that they do, because the things they do makes them who they are. How could you disagree with that? Oh, well, there's some people that do. We're going to speak on it real quick. Because see, a lot of them didn't know I was going to read what they actually said on Facebook. I don't want to air right. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to put you on the spot by calling your name, but I'm going to read what you actually said. A lot of them were saying, oh, you mean to tell me I have to love the fact that God keeps on me? If I don't love the fact that God keeps on me, then I don't love him. That's what she called a young lady that said, totally disagree. She says, because who a person is and the things that they do are totally separate from each other. I'm going to speak on it before I jump on the subject tonight. I'm going to speak on it real quick. I like to always touch on a lot of the comments that we hear. I think thinking like that is the reason I get into relationships. They get into relationships. They get misled. What do you mean by that? Look at it. Think about it. If you feel like what a person does separates them from who they are, then that's going to be the main reason why you accept the person in your life hoping that they're going to change. If you meet a nice guy, lady, and I'm going to start from a lady's perspective first. If you meet a nice guy, the guy seems about him that he does that you don't like, take him anyway because you feel like you can change him. How many times have you guys been into a relationship with someone, spent time with them, talked to them, got a pink ticket to get them to understand the things that you don't like or the things that they do that you don't like, they need to stop doing? They stop doing it for a minute, but they always revert back to doing it. The reason why is because the things that they're doing really is who they are at this point in their life. Can they change that? Absolutely. They can change it, but it's going to take them to want to do that. That's all I'm saying. So the mere fact that you can't get a person to change things that they do, they always revert back to doing the things that they say that they wouldn't do. It's because the things that they do makes them who they are. But you can't say you love that person without loving the things that they do. That's all I was saying with that. So I wanted to just touch base on that real quick. All right, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're going to jump right into the topic at hand. The topic at hand tonight is going to be loving me for me, loving me for who I am. How many of you guys have ever heard the statement, I need somebody to love me for me, you know, or I need somebody to understand that this is how I am, and they're going to have to accept me for how I am. If you don't want to accept me for how I am, that's okay. There's someone else that will. How many of y'all heard that before? Starting from the top. Remember, if you guys want to chime in, 646-595-3038. But remember, you got to press 1. I see a lot, but you know, I see you calling in and I see you listening. Do that too. If you want to speak, want to make your words heard, press 1. Or you can do like a lot of them. They hit me up on Facebook. I got Facebook tightened up right now. They disagree with some of the stuff I said about the relationship. I'm gonna get back to y'all in just a second. I want to jump right into the topic because we've got a lot of them. But when you talk about loving me for who I am, this is who I am. Actually, think about this. It is a known fact. This is where I'm going to start. This is a fact. You can quote me on this. Kenny Talk said this. I'm not the only one that said it. But when you first meet someone in a relationship, isn't it safe to agree that you're going to be on your best behavior? You're going to be on your best behavior when you first meet a person. You don't walk up on them with your flaws all hanging out. You don't tell people exactly the things that, you know, the last person you were with hated about you. You don't talk about stuff like that, right? You do not. You're on your best behavior. I heard somebody say it. I'm not sure who it was, but they say, when you first meet a person, you don't meet them. Actually meet the representative. Let's talk about that for a second. Alright. If you and I were out at the bar, the exchange and casual coming. Right at that particular point, I'm on my best behavior. I'm observing. I'm watching the things that I say and the moves that I make and observing how you react to them. If you seem to warm up to me when I talk a certain way or if I move a certain way, then I'm going to keep doing it because I want you to warm up to me, right? So at that particular point, I'm feeding off of you. I'm reading you to determine what I'm giving off at that particular point. At that particular point, let's take it a step further. The next week when you and I decide to go on a date, what do you think I'm going to be doing then? The exact same thing. I'm not going to be giving you the real at that point. I'm not going to give you who I am at that point. Because at this particular point, I'm not sure what you like, and I'm trying to adapt to what you like that you will warm up to. No. Who you will possibly think about having sex with. I know it sounds harsh, ladies, but I'm keeping it real, right? It's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio for those that are joining us. That's how we do it. Today we're talking about loving me for who I am. When you first meet a person and you meet their representative is who you kind of fall for. So if their representative is who you fall for, then they're going to love you for who you are at that particular point. But here's the kicker. Here is the kicker. When it comes down to who you are at that particular point, it's like this. They'll fall for that person. But after a while, I'll start to get in my comfort zone being around you. After we've been had sex, I've been out on ample amount of dates, ate ample amount of dinners together, slept over at my house, I slept over at your house, watched the movie at my house, watched the movie at your house. Right? I'm going to start to slide into a comfort zone. We all do that as humans. What's going to happen is you're going to start to get point. You really don't know who I am until now, or you think so. some real talk right there from Kenny Talk. And anybody, I want you guys to keep chiming in. It's a few comments coming in that I haven't read as of yet because a lot of them are kind of saying some of the same stuff, right? But we are at the point right now. Yeah. We at the point right now where we turning over some solutions, or we tapping some untapped ground, right? That's exactly what we're doing. Let me say this real quick. The next point that we want to make before we come up on our break, right? The next point that we want to make, this is something that I actually jotted down, and this is just something people never thought about. A lot of people feel that human beings stay the same forever. A lot of people feel like who I am right now in 2015, I'm going to be the same person in 2020, 2016 for the most part. But what we fail to realize is that there is such thing as evolution. We all evolve, whether we know it, you know, it's unconsciously or consciously, we evolve. We change. Our likes and dislikes change. They fluctuate. This year, you may want to be a doctor. The next week, year, I'm sure a lot of college students can attest to this. Next year, you might want to be an accountant. You change. So if initially you meet a person and you love them, you love them for who they are at that point, it makes it difficult to love you when you start to evolve. Because I like the person that I met. Fellas, how many times you ever felt that way with a woman that started to change a little bit, started to want different things? And you say, man, I want the woman that I met back in the club. Or a young lady I met at the library, the grocery store. Or, I want that person again, the one that I met at the basketball game. She seemed so cool. She seemed so down to earth. She was so open to a lot of to my lifestyle and the things that I was doing. Right? And after a while, she started to want different things. You know, ladies are not afraid to tell you that they want something different. Ladies are very good at expressing themselves, right? That's it. And that's a good thing. But at least women, you know what page a woman is on, right? Let's talk about it from a guy's perspective, ladies. You accept so much from a guy. You take him as he is up front. After a while, when a lot of the things about that guy start to kind of hurt you. Start to want a clean house, or you start to want to do a little bit of boyfriend improvement. That's what I like to call it. Boyfriend improvement. What is boyfriend improvement? That's when you start looking at him like a Build-A-Bear, right? You got this, you got that, you got this, and I like this, and I like that. But this, and this, and that, I can do without. Every time you do that, it makes me feel this way. Whenever you do this, it hinders your growth. Whenever you do this, it pushes me away from you. Okay? Make me feel unwanted. These are things that this guy has always done. So you accepted it up front. Right? You loved him for who he was. Until it was time for some boyfriend improvement. Not home improvement, boyfriend improvement. And there's nothing wrong with evolving, ladies. There's nothing wrong with wanting something different. But you have to understand that this is an expectation that must be set up front. You know, that's kind of how you are, whatever, you know. Everybody, We want to make sure that everybody know when we come back from the break, I got to keep in a real letter that I'm going to read for you. And we're going to keep it real with a young lady that's writing in concerning. And it kind of ties to the topic of, you know, loving you for who you are, right? After we come from the break as well, we're going to have our announcements that we're going to pretty much play for Dollhouse Radio, because that's how we do it. We got a lot in store. I want everybody to not go anywhere, okay? I want everybody to stay put. We will be back faster than you can say what I like to say. Cat in the hat. Cat in the hat. It's a Kenny Talk experience. But remember, if you guys want to write in, if you want to write in, it's Kenny Talk Experience. I'm sorry, KennyTalk69@gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up on Facebook like a lot of people actually do. So big shout out to everybody listening. We'll be back. Let's get it. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Moolala.
Yeah, yeah. Bitch, better have my money. Y'all should know me well. Don't act like you forgot.
Bitch, better have my money. Bitch, better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch, better have my. Bitch, better have my. Bitch, better have my. Bitch, better have my money.
Not to Rihanna while the whole club fucking wasted. Every time I drop, I am the only drop top, do 100, y'all in my rear view mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where like, y'all blah, blah, blah. Louis 13, and it's all on me, nigga. You just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I caught a shot, shot, shot. Like, blah, blah. What you want it? Don't act like you forgot.
Bitch, better have my money. Bitch, better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch, better have my. Bitch, better have my. Bitch, better have my money. Bitch, better have my money.
Yeah. you are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, home of the indie artists and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dalhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dalhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DalhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's about that time. It's about time for what we like to call the real letter, right? Even the real letter is I'm with Amo. We get a chance to share some of the comments, some of the things that a lot of our listeners go through when they, you know, they just want us to keep it real. This letter here. Care of his needs. I make sure he doesn't have to want for anything. the things that you bring to the table, right? The things that you bring to the table. It's wonderful to be able to fulfill a person's needs. Right? It's wonderful to be able to fulfill a person's wants. But the only way that you do when you're fulfilling these needs and wants or wants are going to be cherished is that you have to find the need or the want that this person cherishes most and fulfill it. Because if you don't, everything else you do, put strong on top of that, it's really not going to mean much to the person. It's going to be easy to take you for granted. Right? I think I'm going to do a show on that. It's going to be easy to take you for granted when you do a whole lot. But when that whole lot is not anything that I value, is going to be, there's a video that a young lady put out a little while ago on Facebook, and she was saying, I think I shared it. She said, she has a message for all women out there that says, it takes a strong man to deal with a strong woman like myself or whatever, handle me. It takes a strong man to handle a strong woman like me. That's what she kind of touched on. And in the video, she spoke about, she said, number one, you shouldn't want to be handled by anybody. That's just an excuse, right? That's just an excuse. That's just an excuse to do what? Continue to act the way you act. I also put out a relationship truth that kind of ties into this video. I said, when you want a person to love you the way you are, it kind of negates the fact that there are some things you need to fix or change in your life. It negates the fact that, guess what? Just because you like to do X, Y, and Z doesn't mean that you don't need to look into change. That's all we're saying. It proves that you don't want to change who you are. You want to stay exactly who you are. Now I gotta go in and find this as well. It's something else, y'all. I don't be making this stuff up. I do not make it up. I want to kind of share with you guys. I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick. I want to share with you guys something that was shared on Facebook with me. And this is real talk. Let me find it here. It's gonna be dope, right? Those that are just joining us, we are, guess what we're discussing? We're discussing loving you for who you are. We done dropped some serious pointers, right? And I want everybody to, you know, I want everybody to feel it. You know, if you wanna, if you want your friends to hear the show, direct them to our Facebook page. And they can just click on the link. They can listen to it at any time, right? They can listen to it at any time. All right, I found the link. Okay, now this is something that really tripped me out. Here we go. Guys, this is a message to the guys. They said, here are 9 signs that you are dating a real woman. Wow. Ladies, y'all don't want to miss this. If you haven't read this, 9 signs that you're dating a real woman. Number one, she knows her limits. She's grounded and mature and knows her limits. She won't let herself get messy drunk on a date. She spends hard-earned income irresponsibly. She knows her limit. That's what it says. Number two, she has passions and hobbies. A woman who has her shit together, exactly what it says, has something in her life she's incredibly passionate about. Now, it doesn't make it to the madness. I'm gonna get to the point. Number three, when you snooze, you lose. When you're dating a woman with self-respect, she won't wait around for you to make plans. She'll do it herself. She takes the initiative. That's how you know you're dating a real woman. Number four, you can't fool her twice. That's self-explanatory. Number five, she won't have a conniption over anything. A girl might throw a temper tantrum every now and then, but a woman will simply walk away, cool off, and reassess. Number six, she has goals. A confident woman has goals and dreams, right? Number seven, she isn't going to always accommodate you. A real woman has to be pursued. That's what it says here. All right, number eight, she isn't an attention seeker. A real woman has enough self-confidence that she does not require validity from others. Number nine, she's adventurous. The same old routine bores her because she's not simple-minded. So those are the 9 things, guys. This is, they wrote this to us. These are the 9 things 9 signs that you're dating a real woman, right? Why did I read that out? Kenny, what made you read that right now? Well, the topic of the show at this particular point is, guess what? Loving you for who you are. I just gave a description of what a lot of women feel like is a real woman, because it's a real woman. A woman actually wrote this. I think I do not make this up. How many of you ladies, here's the kicker. How many of you ladies can honestly say that all of that describes you? Now, believe me, I'm on Facebook a lot. I hear from a lot of you guys, ladies, talk about there are no good guys available. You talk about guys don't know how to appreciate a loyal, real woman. I'm loyal to men, and they keep mistreating me. Okay? Guys always hurt my feelings. Guys are too childish. They're not mature. Right. And on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's the stuff that we hear, right? And don't get me wrong, ladies. A lot of that stuff that you guys say, that I just repeated, a lot of it is true. As a male, as a man, I will accept that. I will accept responsibility that there are immature guys. There are guys that hurt a woman's feelings intentionally. There are guys that are just 100% cheaters. They're serial cheaters, right? That's what they do. But from a woman's perspective, if you want to solve problems, the first place to start is by looking in the mirror. So the question is, how many of you can say that these signs describe you? So many young ladies that don't know their limit, like number one said. Okay? There are so many women out there that don't have passions and hobbies. They got a regular 9-to-5, or they're going to school, and they make their lives revolve around the man that's in their life. The man in their life is the most important thing to them. Right? The man in their life is the most important thing, that they get to the point to where they don't pick up hobbies. They don't even think about their passions. What make the average woman want to pick up hobbies and want to pick up on their passions and find themselves is after a guy hurts their feelings or after a relationship doesn't work out. Then you see a lot of women trying to get back in the workforce or trying to change careers and trying to get busy, you know. But this is how you should have been all along if, according to this, this is what a real woman is. They said when you snooze, you lose. A real woman ain't going to wait for you to make plans. They'll actually set it up themselves, you know. How many of you guys wait for the guy and then bitch and complain at the fact that he didn't take the initiative? Okay, let's talk about you can't fool her twice. Okay, yeah, that's self-explanatory. Okay, she won't have a conniption over anything. How many of you do throw temper tantrums and take it to the max? You know, busting windows out cars, trying to fight people, flat tires, trying to beat up this chick or the baby mama don't like this person. And, I mean, this is what goes on, but we want a guy to respect us as a real woman, according to what women say a real woman is. She has goals. That kind of ties to one of them. But, I mean, what goals do you have other than having a man that won't fuck nobody else? Okay, what is that? All right. Okay, what about she isn't going to always accommodate you, right? What about she isn't an attention seeker? How many women can actually say that they're not an attention seeker? You know, when I see Facebook statuses changing all the time, you know, in a relationship, engaged, just got married, only to see probably a week to a month later, they they posting about they having relationship problems or the relationship is over, I'm single now, you see? That's attention, you know? Or me and the bae going out tonight to eat. You got to let all your Facebook friends know. That's attention, right? So, and then it says she's adventurous. She don't fall into the same old routine. We talked about that, about, you know what I'm saying, when you start to lose feelings for a person in our last show. It gets routine, right? Women do a lot of women do things the same way over and over again, but they expect the man to actually flip it and do things different to keep the fire alive. Or when they're asked to view things different or do things different, then it's a lot of pushback. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't want to read that to bash women or nothing. I mean, because I love my women, man. I love y'all, man. I do. But I had to go there for a minute. I need everybody to understand. People eat who they feel they must be in order to get a person to like. What do you mean by that? You have guys that act tough. You got guys that think they're so tough, right? They feel like women like a tough dude. That's why you got guys that shoot up the club, get the fight. I mean, all kinds of they act out when women are around. Then you got guys that act really sensitive because they think, man, women, they think they route trash fans. Women want a dude with sensitivity. But they be who they feel like women are going to like. Ladies. A lot of these young ladies do twerk videos. You know why they do twerk videos? Because they sell the twerk videos and a lot of, just like they say in that list, attention. Attention seeking, right? Let's keep it real. Or they're promiscuous. They walk up on the guy, they gotta have that vest all exposed. He got a nice accentuated, I wouldn't say exposed. Got nice breasts, guess what you gonna do? Well, I want a tight shirt so, you know, your breasts can poke out. You got a nice ass, you gonna know what to wear in order to show your nice ass on. And just keep it real. And women do certain things like this because they think that they become this because they want to be liked. They want that attention. But if you want me to, back to the point, if you want me to love you for who you are, but you come to the table with your breasts out, you come to the table, you know, tight pants exposing your butt. I would like to love you for who you are, for what I see. Right? All the way to the point to where you got these women trying to get butt injections. Right? So many women want that curve. You see everybody getting on their squat. You know why? Because you don't want to be loved for who you are. You want to be loved for what you want to become. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. No, you have to make the decision for yourself. So, everybody, test it. So, I had fun. Our time for the final talk. What's the final talk? It's time to drop the final talk on everybody here. A little bit of spoken word that I do. Like I normally do, so y'all go out, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. It's a real relationship talk show, the Clean Talk Experience. Who we discuss, who went in, loving me for who I am, loving me for me. Final thought is going to follow. Many of us want to be loved for who we are. That's very few of us reveal who we are up to. But you pretend to be someone else, or a person. To be someone else, it's obvious neither of you have who you want. Being disrespected and hurt makes us build up walls, protect ourselves from it, never happening again. We think it changed us, it all in the dark. Now, the most dangerous person you can meet while dating is one that will become whoever you want them to be. Because they won't show their true colors until after you hit, with the front looking obvious.
Stay happy. You made it to hump day. Have a safe weekend.